Thank you so much for joining us for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, 29th, final day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 44th day of the Omer. Night is Rosh Chodesh Ivan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children that we've been davening for, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Lini Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. All of them have the Refuah Shalema. I got an update this morning that Tinok Ben Nechama Devora is Baruch Hashem making progress and things continue to move forward smoothly and positively for a complete Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of those being held captive, of course, their brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and Gaza being held unjustly by Hamas, Evan Gershkovitz being held unjustly in Russia, and Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran. May they have a speedily released and come home to the loving arms of their families. Maybe happen today. May mamish happen so soon that everyone and everything that we're davening for, may all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered, Latova, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Avraham Weinrib of Congregation Zichron Eliezer in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Weinrib slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, those held captive. And finally, Rabbi Weiner will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up, to register, to subscribe, to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavos, with great honor, Rabbi Weinrib.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for inviting me back to the OU for all the incredible, incredible things you do on a daily basis. Just hearing you say that this has been going on for 4 years is something which is very inspiring. 4 years to keep on doing something and keep on going day in, day out is something which is very special, and you keep on having the chizuk, the strength to spread as much of Torah to call yourself. As mentioned, today is the era of Rosh Chodesh Sivan, tonight's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're on the final stretch, the home stretch of Tvira, the home stretch leading up to Shavuot. And I'm sure in our mind is the idea of preparation for this incredible day. I want to share a thought which I think very much relates to Shavuot specifically, but in the times that we live in as well. We're all familiar with the famous Chazal, that before Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, he offered the Torah to the other nations. And they said, Max Sidbe, what does it say inside the Torah? And the Midrash says that Esav was told, it says, Vasirtzach, you cannot kill. And he says, no, that's not for us. And he went to Yishmael and said, well, Signo, we should not steal. And he says, not for us. And ultimately, the Jewish people said, Master of Nishma, we will take it, regardless of what it says inside. I want to share an explanation to this Gemara based on the Yishan Shmuel, where he quotes another famous Gemara, that when Klal Yisrael was said, Master of Nishma, before Kabbalah Sotara, and they said, we will do, regardless of what it says inside, they received two crowns. Two crowns, they were seemingly conceptual ideas, not necessarily physical ones, but two crowns that they received. And he says, what were those crowns? And why was it that Master Vanishna somehow led to the receiving of these crowns? And he explains that when the Jews said Maaseh V'Nishma, they had no idea what God was going to give them. They had no idea what was going to be inside the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the ideas in the Torah. And they accepted it nonetheless. It says, doing that demonstrated the fact that they were saying and articulating that even though there may be things there that may be very difficult, may be hard, maybe even way beyond their capabilities, we're accepting it. We're going above and beyond the people we are today to be able to accept the person and the people I want to become. And he says the idea of crowns is something which is above one's head, really above the intellect. Because intellectually a person may say and may believe that I only can do what I see, what I understand, what's in front of me. And the ability to go and stretch beyond that, the idea of Naaseh V'Nishma. And the other nations, he explains, were not willing to bend beyond who they were today. Something which seems difficult, which is beyond my capabilities, which is beyond who I am today, I'm not willing to. And this is the idea brought down in the Maral, who says that the word for an animal is behema. Behema is really a compilation of two words, ba, ma. What is this. Meaning, what you see is what you get. An animal has no capability or ability to stretch and grow beyond what it is today. Adam, says the morale, on the other hand, is Adama, from the earth, from the ground. And since we are called Adam, from the ground, is because the greatest capability that the earth gives is the capacity to grow. It grows trees, it grows everything that we see and benefit from. And that's Adam, is man's ability to stretch beyond where we are today and to grow further beyond that. And the idea of Naaseh V'Nishma is this ability of all of us to re-accept on Shavuos that we're not who we are today. The person I see in front of me is not the person that I was hopefully yesterday and not the person I'll be tomorrow. And when we go through difficult, overwhelming challenges, some people are frozen by challenges and are paralyzed by the notion of something difficult. And we as a people have demonstrated over the past number of months, particularly, but certainly as a nation throughout history, that we're not paralyzed by the things that confront us. We're not paralyzed by the things that get and challenge us. But that causes us the opposite, to rise above and say, I'm not an animal, I'm not who I am, this is the person I am, that I was, that I will be, that I have the ability to cast a stretch beyond that. And hopefully we shouldn't have to do that through challenge and because of the challenge, but hopefully as a result of just the essence of realizing that that's what defines us as people, what defines us both as human beings and certainly as Jews, is the ability to stretch beyond the people we are today, and to imagine the person that can become. Hopefully through the Yom Tov Shavuos, we'll be able to re-accept that concept and that notion. We'll start with the title of chapter 20, Tehillim Chaf. L'mnatzeach mizmar l'David, yancha adonai b'yem tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrach mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, יזכר כל מנחותיך, ולעלות לך ידעש נושא לך, ותהיה נכון כבעבך, ועצוס לך ימלי. נאמרנו בשורתך, ושאין אלהינו נדול, ומעלה אדוני כל משלותיך. את ידעתי, כי ישיע אדוני משיחי, יעני בשבי קדשוי, נגבו את יש הימינו, אלה ברכב, ואלה בסוסם, ואנחנו בשאין אדוני אלהינו נזכיר. הם הקורו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונשרדד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יענינו ביום קראנו. תהילים כ"ג, פסוק 23. מזמר לדוד, אדוני רואי ליחסר. בנוס דשא יעביצני, עלמי מנוחוס ונעלני. נפשי יושבת, יענחני במגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגיף המוות, לא עירה רע, כי עתה עמדי. שפתחו משענתך, הנה נחמוני, Parech lefane shuch ha-mega tzivirei, yishanta b'shem anoshi kosti revoya. Achto v'chesed yudifuniko yimei chayei, Shahti Bevis Adonai Le'erech Yamin. Phil and Kuchafal, chapter 121. Phil Amalos, Esonai Elohorim, Mi'ayin Yavu Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonai Osei Shemayim Varetz. Ayitem Amot Aglecha, Ayanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Lo Yishan Shemay Yisrael. Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzorcha Yami Mirecha, Yom HaMashemesh Lerekecha, Yireach Valela. Adonai Yishmacha Mikara, Yishmarech Nashecha, Adonai Yishmarteis Chavayecha Me'atah V'yad Olam. Tilim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Pir HaMalos, Yimamakim Karasticha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'koli Tiena Eznecha Kashuvos Nekol Tach Adonai. Imavonis Kishma Yah, Adonai Mi'amod. Yimchas Lichal Nama'anti V'rei, Yivisi Adonai Kiv Sanavshi, Udvara Echolti. Nafshi Adonai Mishremim Laboker, Shemim Laboker. Yachal Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed, Va'abei Mofadus, V'yiftas Yisrael Mikol Avon Esov. Tilim Kuf Membeis, chapter 142. Maskil L'David, Yoso Amaras Tefila. Koli El Adonai Azok, Koli El Adonai Azchanan, Eshbroch L'fonav Sichi, Tarasi L'fonav Agid. V'yisatef Alai Ruchi, ואתה יודעת אם סביבתי, ברזו אהלך תמלו פחלי. הבית ימין ראי, ואיני מהקיר, עבר מנוס ממנו, אין דרש לנשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחתי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה ורנסי, כי דלוסי מאוד, הצלינים מרפאי, כי ימצו ממני. תציע ממעסקי נשי ודוס לשמך, יעשיר את הדיקים, כי תגמול אלוהי. אחינו, קובייס ישראל הנסונים הצורה והשביה. העומדם בין הים הים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאה מצורה ולברכה, מאפלה לאורה, ומשיבה לגאולה, אשתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may be all present of compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Yishberach Abbasin Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yivarach Et Chayalei HaTzava Adonai Yisrael Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Haomdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevana V'Adibar Mitzrayim Minayim HaGadol Adavo HaRava V'Mokom Shehim V'Yabasha V'Avir V'Yom Yitin Adonai Yisraveinu הקומם עלינו הנגרפים לפניהם, קדוש ברוך הוא ישלח ויעטפו את חיילים כל צורה וצוקה וכל נגר ומחה. ישלח ברוך והצלחו בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונינו תחתיהם ויעטריהם בכסף ישוע והטרס ניצחון, וקיים בהם הכוסוב כי אדוני אלוהינו הולך עמכם, נלחם לכם ומוריכם, הושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. ישברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, יברך וישמר, יינצרת, נדרת, צבא, אגן על ישראל ושוריו. את כל אחינו הנסונים בצורה ושביה. עבור שכל הכל, הקודש הזה נספל בעבורם, ויש ברוך ימל ורחמים עליהם, יוציאם מחושך ותמובת, ומסויים יעתיק, וצוקיהם ירשיהם, וישיביהם מהירו לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו אדוני לחסדו ונפורתו בני אדם. וקיים בהם מיקוש הקוסוב, ופדוי יישובון, ובואו ציום רינה. ושמחת עולם הראשם, תוסם ושמחה יסיגו, ונוסו יוגם ענכו, ונאמר אמן. I say that you should bear chlacholim, and then pause in certain names that are relevant. You should bear chavaseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, ויבורך ויראת האסט. קדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליו, להחלימו, להרפוסם, להחזיקם, להחירסם. ישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה לשמיים, ורמח יבורב, שתגידו בסוף שייכו לישראל, רפואה של נפש, רפואה של הגוף, אשתה בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinrib. We look forward to having you back on the program. We are Tashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday. Please note Monday's program will be our only program next week, as Tuesday is Erev Shavuos, and then Wednesday and Thursday is Shavuos itself. So we will be back on Monday and then return the following Monday. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.